Students across Alaska logged online to take the AMP assessment on Tuesday, but testing was brought to an abrupt end when a construction worker accidentally severed a fiber optic cable at the University of Kansas, home of the state's testing vendor, the Achievement and Assessment Institute, or AAI. Dr. Susan McCauley, interim commissioner for Alaska's Department of Education, said the impacts of the broken cable were immediate.
We here at the department said, you know, what are the odds of this?
The vendor made repairs, but when testing resumed on Thursday, their system crashed several times. Some students lost their answers entirely. Teachers had to redo lesson plans and substitutes. Some brought into Proctor to cover classes were left scrambling. Imagine a test that flickers in and out of view as you're trying to take it, and you get a sense of what Alaska schools were dealing with last week. KCAW spoke with Dr. McCauley on Friday.
We now know that the system was patched in a manner that folks thought would work. We didn't know that until yesterday after things crashed, but the reality is that it doesn't have the bandwidth right now necessary to support students in Alaska and Kansas testing at the same time.
And McCauley added the test had other anomalies.
Kids doing just fine with question 12, 13, 14, 15, and all of a sudden question 17 is blank. We don't know why that is, and at this point our vendor doesn't know why that is.
Given these shortcomings, the Department of Education decided on Friday to cancel all computer-based tests, including the AMP tests, for the rest of the school year. McCauley said she made the decision out of a concern that the inconsistent testing environment rendered student results invalid.
So if this is of questionable validity at this point, if we don't believe the results are a true reflection of what students have learned, there is no reason to give the assessment.
This is the latest in a string of glitches for the AMP tests. Last spring, when the test rolled out, results got delayed because of technical issues with AAI's system. And when the results finally arrived in November, educators complained the scores were too vague. Mary Wegner, the superintendent with the Sitka School District, called McCauley's decision to suspend testing early brave.
An interim commissioner and a newly appointed interim commissioner is in a tenuous situation. And so I think it was a very brave move of her to do what was right for our students.
Wegner was one of 17 superintendents who, in a letter, called upon the state to scrap the test altogether.
I was very concerned about the reports that came out after the first administration. I felt that the reports did not give us any meaningful data and that they weren't likely to give us meaningful data until the test was further evolved, which would be many years down the road.
The previous commissioner, Mike Hanley, announced in January the state would heed that call and eliminate the test in Alaska, along with a five-year, $25 million contract with AAI at the end of this school year. McCauley estimates the state has paid under $10 million of that contract. She isn't sure whether the state will be reimbursed in any way, but is aware of the cost to districts while administering this test.
We have homeschooling families across the state who have to drive sometimes very long distances to a testing facility. We have parents in some of our island communities that actually took a ferry or flew in for a testing event.
Despite the costs, McCauley stands by the value of standardized testing for Alaska schools.
They contribute to a system of accountability for public schools in a way that I think is important. And they should provide teachers, parents with information, valuable information about how students are doing.
And so the department will be issuing another request for proposals for an entirely new test system to be implemented in the spring of 2017. McCauley knows it's a tall order to implement a brand new test by next year, but says she's optimistic that whatever comes next will be a better measuring stick for Alaskan classrooms and their students. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.